eyes at the moment and say, Holy Spirit, I want to hear.
I want
to go into my heart how valuable I am. It's not about what I've done.
It's
not about what I've been doing.
It's not about what I've been doing.
Or what I will do down the road. It's because of my Father's plan.
Because of my Father's plan.
And His love for me.
And His love for me.
Precedes my emotions and feelings. In Jesus' name, I'm ready to hear. My son, do you understand? I knew you before you were born. That includes daughters. I placed you in the family that would pour into you all that you will need for eternity. This construction process is not a waste of time. Each step is carefully planned. I do not miss the mark. You are hidden in my protection, and I will to hold you as you are assured of my love for you. Like Paul, whom you saw with eyes of my spirit, you saw me. These were not accidents. They were to confirm my plan for your time in this realm, meaning the flesh realm. Trust me to keep you until the proper time. When the times had fully come, trust and obey. I am in control. And the I am there is the I am of Alpha and Omega. A part of that was revelatory to me, but you've got your own revelations that He has given you. And I believe that as He shows us, there's a timing involved of what has been prepared for us as a church, as a people, and as a believer. I was also told this morning to go to Isaiah chapter 41. So I want you to go to Isaiah 41. Starting at verse 1. Be silent before me, you islands. Let the nations renew their strength. Let them come forward and speak. Let us meet together at the place of judgment. Who has stirred up one from the east, calling him in righteousness to his service. He hands nations over to him and subdues kings before him. He turns them to dust with his sword, to windblow chaff with his bow. He pursues them and moves unscathed, but a path his feet have not traveled before. Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, with the first of them and with the last, I am He. There's your I am again. The islands have seen it and fear. The ends of the earth tremble. They approach and come forward. Each helps the other and says to his brother, be strong. That's Gale. Don't give in. Be strong. The craftsmen encourage the goldsmith, and he who smooths with the hammer spurs on him with strikes, who strikes the anvil. He says of the welding, it is good. He nails down the idol so that it will not topple. But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend, I took you from the ends of the earth. From its farthest corner, I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. I stress that because that's part of that word. I have chosen you and I have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not dismay, for I am your God. I believe the idols are visible many times, but we don't discern them correctly. But when we trust the Lord, he dismantles those old patterns one by one. Back to verse 10b. I will strengthen you. See, if we're depending on our own strength, what happens to us? We're going to be self-controlled. If we're crying out, I need your grace, I need your strength, I need to be releasing myself to you so that you can strengthen me. So he's saying again, I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand. Did you notice you're not the one that's reaching out? And says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid, O worm Jacob, O little Israel. For I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. See, I will make you into a threshing sledge, new and sharp with many teeth. Notice again, it's I will make you. It is not you making yourself. It is you following his instructions. You will thresh the mountains and crush them and reduce the hill to chaff. You will winnow them. The wind will pick them up and a gale will blow them away. But you will rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and the needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst, but I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valley. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. I will put in the desert the cedars and the acacia and the myrtle and the olive. I will set pines in the wastelands, the fir and the cypress together, so that people may see and know my considered and understand that the land of the Lord has, the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it. Present your case, says the Lord. There's your courtroom. Present your case, says the Lord. Set your arguments, say, Jacob's king, bring in your idols to tell us what is going to happen. That's your forecasters. That's your witchcraft. what is going to happen. Tell us what the former things were so that we may consider them and know their final outcome, or declare to us the things to come. Tell us what the future holds so that we may know that you are gods. Do something, whether good or bad, so that we will be dismayed and filled with fear. But you are less than nothing, and your works are utterly worthless. He who chooses you is detestable. I have stirred up one from the north, and he comes, one from the rising sun, who calls on my name. He treads on rulers as if they were mortar, as if they were a potter treading the clay. Who told of this from the beginning so we could know, or beforehand